different than what you'd do any other weekend. You know, obviously, this race is very prestigious, but, you know, as a driver, you just try to take it, you know, like you would any other race, I guess. You know, I think when you put more pressure on yourself, and then you're more prone to make mistakes. You know, there's no point putting extra pressure on yourself and forcing yourself into those mistakes. So, you know, you just gotta take it like you would any other race and see where the outcome lands.
What would it mean to you?
Yeah, it'd be really cool for me, especially since my dad won it back in 2014, and you know, that'd be something really cool that I could check off on my resume, because, you know, whether you win a championship or not, you can still look back and say, well, I won Indy, and, you know, I think a lot of guys want that, but, you know, at the same time, like I said, you just got to take it just like any other race, and, you know, like I said, just see where everything lands. But no, I mean, obviously it'd be huge to win here, and you know, we just gotta take it step by step, and you know, hopefully we can hang on to the number one qualifying spot. You know, that's kind of a statement in itself to, you know, come out here and qualify good at you know, one of the biggest drag races of the year. So you know, I'm having a lot of fun and looking forward to Monday.
Questions for the media.
How do you balance coming out of the gate this strong, but also knowing that this run was at night and then the finals are going to be in the day?
You know, me personally, I don't feel like I have to balance anything. It's more something for a crew chief. You know, I just strap in and get behind and hold on. But, no, I mean, I think it'll definitely make it difficult, make it a little bit more difficult of a transition. But, you know, we're going to get four more runs in the heat. So, we'll have enough data come time for Monday, and you know, I don't think that'll be too big of a factor. You know, I guess the biggest difference is you're obviously going to hit the tree a lot better at night. So you almost, I mean, you don't want to throw it out, but you got to know in the back of your head, like, even if I'm good tonight, you know, you're obviously going to slow down tomorrow. So at least I do. So you know, that's something I got to think about. Too worried about it.
Tanner, you're in the show. So is your team more likely to experiment because you've got four more sessions to qualify, or no?
No. You know, we're not. We're going to go up there and try to, you know, lay down the fastest run we can each and every time, just because, you know, we're trying to gain those points. Little points, you know, we want to go into the countdown number one, and you know, Greg's got us by a round, I think. So the points are gonna be big here. You know, it's round and a half, and you know, so any little points you can get is gonna add up in the end, and you know, that's ultimately what we're going for. So you know, we're just trying to put ourselves in the best spot possible to you know, be contending for a championship. I think we did all our experimenting early on in the season. Then you just kind of, you know, pick through the little things that you got to work on, you know, all the way up until this point. And then when you get down to go into the countdown, then